State lawmakers are debating changes to Arizona's popular mail-in voting system, giving voters less time to cast their ballots. And the investigative report into allegations a state senator verbally abused her assistant have been released today. Joining me, as he does every Monday during the legislative session, to talk about what to expect this week at the state capitol is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. If you don't expect too much, you'll never be disappointed by the Arizona legislature.
That is your running thing here. So let's start with Wendy Rogers, first-term state senator. The investigative report from the Ethics Committee is out this morning. What does it say?
Well, a lot of it comes down to he said, she said. Michael Poloni, who was her aide, she in fact hired him because he used to work for her in this campaign, alleged that she berated him based on his weight, about a lesbian sister, about whether he was really gold-bricking it when he was out with COVID. She denies most of this, although she does admit to sort of speaking down to him and saying, look, you work for me. And of course, he responds, no, I work for the Senate. So this is going to be really tricky because all the investigator did is say, look, I'll go out and interview anybody who's around. And in most cases, that was just Mr. Poloni and Ms. Rogers. There was a case where another Senate staffer had overheard some of this, and so there was some corroboration about some of what Ms. Rogers said to her former assistant. But now it goes to the Ethics Committee to decide, you know, A, who they believe, and B, even if they believe the facts, does it rise to the level of an ethical violation that would require some sort of action against the senator? So we're very far from done with this at this point.
Is there a sense that the Ethics Committee might try to make a decision on that this week?
I think that they're going to have to kind of chew on this for a little while. They could make a decision this week. Again, given so much of this as he said, she said, and the law requires that they believe a person under the standard of clear and convincing evidence, which is the highest civil standard. In other words, it has to be just more than 50-50.
Right.
It's going to be real hard to determine that much of this actually occurred. I think what we're down to is the stuff in the middle, the stuff that she admitted saying to him, the stuff that she admitted about telling him what he can have on his desk, where he can have things, and that she did, in fact, push him to work on certain things while he was out. Again, ethical violation. Put two attorneys in the room, I'll get you six opinions on what that means.
Right. All right. So, Howie, let's talk about a proposal that would change early voting. It is wildly popular here in Arizona. The vast majority of voters vote early and by mail. So this would reduce the amount of time that voters could do that in the future?
Yes. Now, this has been interesting because, as you know, President Trump attacked a lot of early, quote, absentee voting, and there's been a lot of suspicion on how it's subject to fraud and everything else. And we've talked on the show about other bills to make it harder, you know, maybe to have to notarize a signature. This one's a little narrower. Right now, early ballots go out 27 days before the election, and as long as they're back by 7 p.m. on election day, you know, doesn't matter when the postmark.
Right.
This is going to shorten the time and say ballots will go out 22 days before the election. And if they're not postmarked by Thursday, they don't get counted, even if they, in fact they show up on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or even Tuesday morning. Now, Senator Gowin says, well, we want to encourage people to return their ballots early so we don't end up counting too long. But the other side of it is, why are you making it harder for people to use early ballots? As you point out, it's wildly popular in the state. Something like 8 out of 10 ballots are cast early. So why throw some roadblocks in the middle of it? And that leads to questions of, is this just another attempt by some Republicans to make it more difficult?
Well, does Senator Gowin buy in? Like, does he think that it will make things more difficult? I mean, it certainly seems on its face that it would.
Well, I don't think he sees it as difficult. He just sees this as a matter of, if we can encourage people to get their ballots in early and not have ballots showing up and a special mail pickup, let's say at 6:30 on Tuesday night, we'll get the counting done quicker. Now, here's the other interesting side of this. This is the same legislature that in 2016 outlawed so-called ballot harvesting. So the people who forget to get their stuff in the mail on time could actually give it to someone else, some community group, some political group, and get them taken in. That's now a felony. And of course, the legality of that is going to be argued tomorrow before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right.
But that, as they say, is another story. So it makes a lot of people wonder, why are lawmakers throwing up hurdles in terms of people who may forget. You know, the ballot comes in, it sits there, and all of a sudden on Friday afternoon before election, it's sort of, I suppose I ought to make a selection on this thing. Not that I like either of the candidates, but I ought to do something. Why throw up a roadblock?
All right, Howie, just about a minute or so left, and sex ed in Arizona schools has been a controversial topic for many, many years now. There's a proposal that would basically allow parents to opt their kids out of sex ed in schools, in public schools. Is that right?
Well, actually, the law now is opt out. What this would do is change it to an affirmative opt in.
Ah.
So in other words, you'd have to decide, I definitely want my kid in this. I definitely want my kid to hear about HIV and AIDS. And I'm going to have to give written permission, and I'm going to have access to all the materials. Plus, the other thing the bill would do is say no form of sex ed before fifth grade. Well, it depends on what you define as sex ed. You know, for a lot of teachers, what gets lumped into sex ed is basic, you know, boys are this way, girls are this way, hygiene, cleanliness. And if that gets lumped into sex ed, you know, by the time you get to fifth grade, you know, kids are already figuring out what's going on with their body. And at that point, you know, if you haven't done at least age-appropriate education, is it too late?
Right. Interesting. All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services keeping an eye on the Capitol for us. As always, Howie, thank you.
You're very welcome.